take a wash in the Alright, now, so we have to turn to Simen Nunhei, but first, not Nunhei, Simen Nunhei, that's what I mean. The Gemara da fine work, the mission da fine work, big on cash. והאם הוא שמח בחורגו מן העקובו ולמה תוקשהו מן העקובו ולמה לא פסול now עקובו is a שם המשותף the term עקובו can be used for any joint now so you have the joint of the knee and you have the joint of the ankle I mean, in human being, it's called the joint of the ankle. In the paper, it's called the hock or the tarsus. I mean, what it corresponds with the ankle in a human being. Now, the question is, when the Mishnah uses the term akuvo, does it have reference to the knee joint or it has reference to the ankle joint, the hock, the tarsus? So there is a machlekes in Gemara. Which akuvo it has reference. So behemo shenech tichu ragleo min akuvo ulemato shein. Min akuvo ulemailo psu. So there is a machlekes in the Gemara between Omar Avyuda Omar Rav and Ulo Omar Abenshi. So, and there is a machlik as a shaming. How we pass? How we pass? So, in other words, so there are two pshat in the Mishnah. It's machlik as a gemara, machlik as a shaming. According to one pshat, according to the second version of the gemara, so when it says akuvo, akuvo, so that means the knee joint. The knee joint. So memele in the knee joint. So that means if any etzem it breaks or it is cut out, let's say in the lower half of the leg of the behemoth, it's not right, except if it's meat. Tumasagidim just. Immediately after the hack of the behavior, so then of course, if the tumas hakidin, the convert where you have the tendon convergence, where when a number of tendons converge and they come together. So the Gemara says there are three such tendons. Three such tendons. So Tzumis HaGidin is certainly painful. And the Tzumis HaGidin is right above the heel, right above the hock. There's the Tzumis HaGidin. But according to Mandoma, that this means the Akubo, Helieno, the second version of the Gemara. So if it's Nechtecho, above the Tzumis HaGidin, but beneath the knee, so then it's Kshayo. And furthermore, suppose the whole lower half of the leg beneath the knee is cut off. So it's also Kshayo. Even though the Tzumas HaGidin is included, but as long as he wasn't Chaytech in the Tzumas HaGidin itself, let's say cut off right here beneath the knee, so then the behemoth is Kshayo, according to the second version of the Gemara. So behemo shenechtecho ragleo min ha'akuvo ulemato kshehu. So if it was nechtach, the whole lower half of the leg was cut off, so it's kshehu. Min ha'akuvo ulemailo psul. But if the upper half of the leg was cut off, then it's treif. V'chein shenitel tzumis hagidin. So in other words, but if he cut off the whole lower half of the leg, then it's shayo. But suppose he didn't cut off the whole leg. but he just cut out the Tumisagidi. The Tumisagidi above the hill, above the hack. So then it's rain. It's rain. Now, Mishbaroete, suppose no bone was cut out, but there was a break in the bone. Im ribaboso kayom shkitosim tarosim. Vimab in shkitosim tarosim. Now again, if let's say this etzem, according to the second version of Gemara, the da'akubo means da'akubo elyein on the knee joint, not the hook joint, not the ankle joint. So then it means that if the etzem, if an etzem was lishba in the upper half of the leg, or the hind leg of the behemoth, so imri baboso kayom, if that boso is chive covers that break the chever of the bone, even though it was in the upper half of the leg. So suppose it will be nital, suppose it will be nechtach, the bone from the upper half of the leg, then it would be treifa. But where it wasn't nechtach, it wasn't cut out, it wasn't removed. But only there was a break, but it wasn't removed, the bone, the etzem, from the upper half of the leg. So then it depends. If the boson is chayfeh, covers the rov of the shebea. Now the Gemara says there is a machlekes Gemara that it's revuve revekeifei, and we pass to mechumre, it has to be both revuve and revekeifei. So if the riva boson is kayom, so shchitosim itarosim, vimlav ein shchitosim itarosim. So in other words, what is matriv? Only if the etzem, if that part of the leg was removed, was nital. But if there is a break, and the boso does not cover rov of that shever, does not cover rov of that shever, so maybe it's considered as if it's nital. Masheinke, if boso covers is chayfe rov of that shever, then by itself it will set in, and it's destined to be healed, to be set in. I mean, today, so when the break occurs in the bone, so you put a cast on it. But even without the cast, so then it can heal by itself, as long as the boso covers the major, the rov of the chair. So maybe without the cast, it will be said, it is destined to be healed and to be set in. But if there is no reposo covering it, so then it's considered as if it had been echter. Now this is the pshat in the Mishneh according to the second motion, that akuba means akuba elyeinu, the knee joint. But according to the first motion, so akubo means not the knee joint, but it means the hook joint, the ankle joint. In the human being, it's called the ankle, the tarsus. So mele, then according to the first version of the Gemara, so not only if you cut off the upper half of the leg of the behemoth, so it's treifa. Even if you cut off the lower half of the leg of the behemoth, it's treifa. According to the first portion of the Gemara. So So what is, so the question is, why do we have, does the Mishnah have to say, V'chein shenita utzumes hakidim? So not after the area you have tzumes hakidim. So the Gemara says, no, tzumes hakidim, even if there is no, even if it wasn't nishma, by tzumes hakidim, if the tzumes hakidim, so even if the etzer over here was not nishma, was not taken out, suppose no etzer, the bone in the shape, I mean to see, this is the pulse of the vein, that's the heel of the vein, and then you have in a human being it corresponds with the ankle, the ankle, this, so this is called the hook of the vein, the hook of the vein. That's hakuva tachteino shenimkeres imoreish. So that was the practice in those days. The butcher sold it together with the head. I mean, well, that's not important. That was just a semen. You know. In those days, it was a good semen. So first you have the heel of the maimo, and then you have the hak, the hakuva tachteino, the hak of the tarsus. It corresponds with the ankle joint, and then you have the shoik habehimo. The shoik habehimo, let's say a human being, so the shoik would extend from above the ankle joint up to the knee joint. That's called shoik. So the shoik habehimo. So mele, if the etzem of the shoik, of the shank in the behemo was removed, so then it's painful. Even though the tzumas hagidim, the convergence of tendons, it's called in English, there is a technical name, it's called Achilles tendon. In other words, why? Because it's told in the Greek play, that one injured, he aimed the chitzim, the arrow in the convergence of the tendons. So it was fatal. So that's how it's called, the tzumas hakidim, the Achilles tendon. That's right above the hak. So according to the first question, if an etzem of the shank was removed, of the shank was removed, even though the tzumas hagidim is intact, so it's trayv. And then the Mishnah says, nital tzumas hagidim, even though the etzem of the shank is intact, but as long as the Achilles tendon was removed, so it's also trayv. It's also trayv. Alright, now let's see just the Rashi. Behemo shenechtos ragleo menakub ol matok shemo menakub ol maylo psuo v'chem shenitam tzum sakit nish baretze imrim al boso kaim shlosim et arosim imkav shlosim et arosim ragleo hachim the hand legs akub mfoz b'nuam because there is a machlek as well that means akub atachteino the hug or it means the knee joint. Tzumas hagidim l'mayla ma'akubo hu v'isomuch lo v'ineison tzvay yudim l'ayla ma'akubo it's l'mayla of the akubo atachteinu it's above the hug v'ihu v'isomuch lo v'hei oison shloi shachut sheneikri menikri haboso mi'dlumis mo'etzem shekir v'chein shenikra afu l'nechtach ha'etzem nicht bei Rätsel und Nechtach. Im Rehm Posakayo, wie vor ich mit Morhe, vor ich Morhe, Rehm Wuvi im Rehm Begev, Schritossi mit Arosa, Rehm Wuvuta Bachir, wie im Rehm bin Schritossi mit Arosa, wa afilu mit Mokim Shabim und Muteres, habe ich vor Osea, und mich um Bosse Basso de Treifo. So this is the Morhe points out, in other words, that even if the shever, the break occurs, let's say According to the second portion of the Gemara, if the break, the shever, occurs beneath the knee joint. So according to the second portion of the Gemara, according to Ulbe, according to Rav Pope, so it's the behemoth is kshero. The behemoth in its entirety is kshero. But this aver that is broken, you cannot eat it. Why? Mid Rabbono. It's only osam Rabbono. This is nasmachte, boso basole treivo. The whole video aver was boso rabdodori. But mid Rabbono it's considered like aver mnachai. What is a real aver mnachai? A real aver mnachai, when would it be a real aver mnachai? If Himamesh would cut out an aver while the behemoth is alive, then it would be affected to the ease of the Munachai. But he didn't. He didn't cut out. He didn't cut out that aver. Let's say the shank bone. He didn't cut it out. But there was a break in the shank bone. I mean, according to the second portion, that the behemoth doesn't become treiv when there is a break in the shank bone. So the behemoth in its entirety after Shechita, you can eat it. But this shank bone, you cannot eat. Why? Because with Rabbonon, it's like Eva Menachai. So we are Masmichet. And the posik of Bosov Asode, train from the Zechir. But with Raisi, it's not Oser. Because this Eva was not removed while the behavior was alive. It was removed after Shechita. But with Rabbonon, in view of the fact that there was a break in the taper, in the shank bone. So Mimele, it's Midrabonon, it's like Eva Menachai. So it's Osir. So when is the Eva Osir? Midrabonon, only if Reiv Bosor is not Chevet. But if Reiv Bosor, if Bosor is Chevet, the Rov of the Shever, so then it's considered as if it's already healed, because it's destined to be healed. As long as you have Reiv Bosor, Reiv Uvier, Reiv Keife covering it, some mele even the Iver is mutter. So this is what Rashi says. Even Reiv Bosor Kayem, before more Reiv Uvier, Reiv Keife, Shritosim Itarosim, Umuta Bachimah, ואם לא אבי שכנוס את הרוסי ואפילו במוקים שאבים ומותרס אבי ורוסי. Let's say, according to the second portion of the Gemara, that when the shank bone is broken, so the behemoth is not rave. So you can eat the whole behemoth, but the shank bone you cannot eat. That's also the Rabbana. ושום בוס עשו את רייפי, למדו לא אבי ורע בוס רם דודול. The fact that it was broke, so that means it's an Eiver Amdudu. It's like an Eiver just being loosely hanging on to the Guf HaBeimo. So before Shechita, the Eiver was an Eiver Amdudu. In other words, it was loosely hanging on to the Guf HaBeimo. Alright. Shleishu HaTzolos B'yerech HaTachte V'e Etzem V'e Etzem HaNechtach Im HaParseis כשמפשיט עם הבהימו, that's the hill, ואיסו עקובו נקריס, עקובו הנקרס עם הרייש, הרייש, in other words, that's the ankle joint, or the hook joint, ולמעלה מן, עצם, הם צועי, there's the shank bone, ויצאו מהסגידי, ותחתיתם. So, at the low end of the shank, so you find the convergence of tendons. So in other words, right above the hock. The human being, the Tzumasagidim, would be around here. Alright. So, and then, with Tzumasagidim, this is some of the perek, ha'akuvo, הנמכרס עם הרייש, ואוהליה, that's the thigh bone, הוא קוליאס התחום הבעל, that's the thigh bone. So, alright. Right, we don't have to, I mean, you should have gone over that tomorrow, you can go over that tomorrow. Now, that, according to the first motion of the Gemara, so if any etzem is removed from the leg of the behemoth, the hind leg of the behemoth, above the hock, so the whole behemoth is lame. According to the second motion of the Gemara, only if the etzem is removed above the knee, the behemoth is a treifa. But not if an etzem is removed beneath the knee. But if the tzumas hagidin are removed, even though all the bones are intact, but the tzumas hagidin are removed, then it's treifa according to everybody. Because this is a very sensitive area, the tzumas hagidin. So now, suppose nothing is removed, but there is a break in the bone. So a break in the bone, not covered by posel, has the same din like a removal of that bone. But if it's covered by posel, then it does not have a din like a removal of that bone. So Memele, according to the first motion, so if there is a shever in the bone, even beneath the knee, but above the hock, and it's not covered by bosor, the shever is not covered by bosor, so Memele is considered like nitalo etzem. And according to the first motion, it's treife. According to the second motion, it's not treife. But even though it's not treife, but that Iver is oser on the score of Iver Amdudu. So it's also the Rabbanon. But if there is bosor that is treife rube of the tetzem, so mainly it's not considered as if it had been removed. If bosor is not treife, so then it's considered as if it is removed. So either the whole behemoth is a treife, or the cholapoches, that even itself la hashrit is osea, and the score of the iver hamiduldo. But if bosor is cheife, so then, it's considered as if that etzem had not been removed, because it's destined to be healed and to be niksha, to set in, to become rebound. So Mimele, even though he didn't rebound, and he was Sheikh and Behime before he became Niksha, so it's still Sheikh, as long as Bosor was Michape, Rov of the Shem, of that bone. Alright. Now, Most Rishayim say, now here the Mishneh doesn't mention Bosochim. The Mishneh just says, Nishbar Etzem im Riva Bosor Kayo, Shchitos Mitaros. It is the Moshna Mishneh. The Preise, Toner Rabbanon, the Fein Vov on the base, Toner Rabbanon. The 11th line from the end of the Amid. Toner Rabbanon. Nishbar Etzem, V'yotzo V'chutz, Im Eiru Bosor Chivin Eschubei Muter, Im Lav Ozem. So here the Preise mentions Chivin Eschubei. The Mishneh doesn't use the Loshen Chivin Eschubei. The Mishneh uses the Loshen Im Riva Bosor Kayo, not Chivin. So most Rishayim say that it's Einach. Most Rishayim say it's Einach. The Rajibo, the Ram, I mean, most Rishayim say it's Einach. That when the Mishneh says Im Riva Bosor Kayo, Shchitos Mitaros, it also means if it's chayv. In other words, that imeiru bosor chayv in esruve. This is what the Mishnah means. Imri va bosor kayv. The Rashba mentions in the name of his Rebbe, the Rabbi Yehine. So he says that the Mishnah refers to one situation, the Braise refers to another situation. Because when there is a break in the bone, when there is a break in the bone, whether it's the shank bone or it's the thigh bone or it's the heel bone, it doesn't make any difference. If there is a break in the bone, so sometimes the break protrudes outside, and sometimes it doesn't protrude outside. It all depends what kind of a break it is. So the Mishnah has reference to a case where the shever was not yotzei lechutz. The shever was not yotzei lechutz. So then if the shever was not yotzei lechutz, if it didn't protrude, if it didn't bulge out lechutz, so then all that is necessary is that the reva bosa should be kayon. But it's not necessary that the bosa or the flesh should cover the major part of the bone. Even if it doesn't come. But if it didn't protrude, if the bone didn't protrude outside on account of the break, it didn't bulge outside. It didn't bulge outside. In other words, in order to bulge outside, so there must be naked in the flesh and the hair and the skin. Otherwise, the bone will not bulge outside. But if, let's say, suppose this is the skin, this is the skin, and this is the flesh, and then there is a bone, and there is a break in the bone. Let's say this was a bone. So originally, there was no break, and then there was a break in the bone, and then it protruded outside. Because of the break, so it formed the nekev in the bosor, and it formed the nekev. The break itself forced the nekev, and then it protruded outside. So Rabbeinu, the Rashba mentions in the name of his Rebbe that the Mishneh and the Braise have reference to two different cases. The Braise has reference to the case where there was a nekev, and then that bone, the chever, protruded through the nekev in the bosor and in the area. So then it is only chero if that bosor is chayfe the bone. But if it covers it mamish, if it doesn't cover it mamish, so then it's treif, or if it's in an area where it's not treif, let's say, below the akubo, so then the teva is awesome. But if this is the price, the Mishneh has reference to a case where, let's say, there was a break in the bone, but no nekev was formed, and the bone, the shever, didn't protrude outside. The shever did not protrude outside. And even if there is a nekev, even if there is a nekev in the flesh and in the skin, but as long as the shever, the bone, didn't protrude outside, so all that is necessary is that the Reva Bosor should be Kayon. Even if Reva Bosor is Kayon, even though it doesn't cover the major portion of the bone, so it's also Kayon. When is it necessary? When is it necessary that it should be Reva Rubei? That is, if it protrudes outside, if it's Yotzei Lechutz. But if it's not Yotzei Lechutz, so then, as long as Reva Bosor is Kayon, so it's all right. This is the Shite that Rashi mentioned the name of his Rabbi. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shite. But all the other Rishonim Acherik, and they say that the Mishneh, in other words, and they say that where the bone, if there is a break, so they are killing The other Rishayim, they say that both the Mishneh and the Braisa have reference to the same case, where it is Yotzer Lechutz. Where it is Yotzer Lechutz, because if the bone was not Yotzer Lechutz, does not protrude outside, so then we don't need anything. So we don't even need that it should be Riva Bosa Kayo. So even if the Bosa was also removed, but if the bone does not protrude outside, so then it's Kshem. So we don't even need that it should be Riva Bosa, Riva Bosa Kayo. Alright, now let's see another piece of Gemara. Now, Dafai Mvoro Medeis. Tole Rabono, Nishbaro Etzem V'yotzo Mechutz. Imeiru Bosachi Fines Rubi Muter, Imra Bosa, V'chamo Rubi, Kloser Abdimom Rav Yechanen Rei Vuvye, V'yamrelo Rei Vekei. Om Rav Pope Hilkach, Binom Rei Vuvye Ubin Rei Vekei. Misok. But one man Doma says that we need Rei Vuvye, and one man Doma says we need Rei Vekei. Now, according to Teitzves and the Rosh, and probably most Rishayim, I mean, Rashi is a Yochid. Rishayim's mention Rashi Shita is a Shita's Yochid. So, according to all Rishayim, that Rei Vuvye and Rei Vakeife normally are the same thing. Hainach. But sometimes, so Teisu says, Rei Vuvye Vamla Rei Vakeife. Zimnin di Mishkachas lo, zebel ze, shein etzem obu ligamre, elu marchim mitzadechot, u meitza mitzadechot. So in other words, if the etzem is obu ligamre, then Rei Vuvye is the same thing as Rei Vakeife. I mean, what does Rei Vuvye mean? The Rei Vuvye, the rov of the thickness of the shema. The rov of the thickness of the shema. Now let's say, suppose there is a bone. And then, there is a break in the bone. There is a break in the bone. The break that was the bone, and there is a break in the bone. So memele reiv uvye is the rov of the thickness of the shever, and reiv akeve the rov of the hekem of the shever. So it's ein hach if it's opening up. But sometime, so it's rochev mitzadechot. On one side it's concave, and the other side it's relatively narrow. So then, the Rei Vuvye is not the same thing as Rei Vakeife. So that's the machlokes, whether we are concerned with Rei Vuvye or concerned with Rei Vakeife. This is how most Rishayim explain. Now let's see how Teisu says, "Uvikum traspirish miyinach." How does Teisu say Rashi explain it? Rei Vuvye shal yotzo Rei Vuvye hashviro lechutz. Elo miut chala lo etze nigle v'rubi nichs. In other words, so according to Rashi, Rei Vuvye means that lo yotzo Rei Vuvye hashvir on the chutz did not protrude outside. And Rei Vakeife, Uvi Shoetzen Lumayo Lumeri, they call it the Mandoma who says Rei Vakeife. Im Rei Vakeife Aboso, Shesovi Voetzen, Ala Sheva Kayom, if the Rei Vakeife Aboso, that is on the Etzen, is Kayom, Afilunepa Holo Etzen, Vyotso Derech Nekev Kotten, Koshe, Vim Rei Vakeife, Hoetzen, Sovi Vashviro Mikulo, Afilu Kipno Pritas Arrange, השפירו מצד הבוסר הקיים והריקו חלל או עצם נכסה אף לא חפרי. So according to Rashi, the Mandoma who says Rei Vuvye, so that means as long is the halal, is the role of the halal, is the halal ha-etzem. As long as the rov halal ha-etzem, as a result of the shever, of the break in the bone, so there is a hole. So, what does it mean, Reivuvier? Reivuvier means, as long as the rov of the halal ha-etzem is not Yotzer L'chutz. In other words, what would it mean? When would it be treifor if, let's say, it's Yotzer L'chutz, let's say this is the flesh and the skin that covers the etzer. Suppose there was a break in the etzer, and because of that, a nekev was formed in the flesh and the skin. And then, so it bulges out. The halal ha'etzem bulges out to the neck. So then it's straight. But suppose it doesn't bulge out, the rov halal of the shviras ha'etzem, of the shever ha'etzem, does not bulge out. In other words, suppose there is no neck formed in the flesh. So then, of course, nothing bulges out. So then it's shaken. That's according to Mandoma who says Revuvi. And the Mandoma who says Revekeife. So we're not concerned whether the Rif Halaetzem bulges out, Lichut or not. So Uvi Shletzem Lamayli, Timrive. But Imrivekev Aposo, Shesovetzem, Alasheva Kayom, Avu Nepach, Halaetzem. Sometimes, so. The halal ha'etzem bulges out, but the hekev of the etzem all around is surrounded by flesh. So then, according to Mandoma, who says rei vekeife, it will be kosher. Uvi shel etzem v'mayu v'meiritim rei vekev abosu shol v'etzem v'ashev akayim afu nepachol ha'etzem yotzo derech nekev kot mkosher v'mrei hekev ha'etzem. So if Ashviro Migulo, Afu Kipno Pitas Risha Shviro, it's at Bosor Akayim, by Kol Cholo Etze, Nirse, so Afu Locha Treife, even though the Pitas Risha Shviro is Michupno, it's at Bosor, but the other, but since the Halala Etze, the halal of the break is covered, even though the rest of the etzer is uncovered because all the basar was removed, except that the break is covered. This is the break. So this happens to be covered. But the Rif Hekev, is exposed because the flesh, the skin and the flesh was removed. As long as the opening is covered with basar, even though the major part of the hekev of the bone is uncovered. So according to Mandoma, who says that we are concerned with Rif Hekev, even though the halal is covered, the opening, the halal of the shviras ha'etzem is covered, but if the rov hekev is exposed, the basar was removed from the rov hekev, from the circumference of the etzem. So then it's treif. And according to Mandoma, who says that revubie, so it all depends whether the halal hashever goes through the nekev or not. And the Kudmandoma who says, Rivekev, it all depends whether the rov of the circumference of the etzem in its entirety it has flesh over it or not. Alright. Now. Now. Now let's see. Now let's turn to the tour. Simon Nun Hey, the tour. Nacht de chora gleo treif. Vigoy de chomo kim shiach. Elo mikei meis, yeish. Now, so there is a machlekes v'shem, how do you pass? Like Rav Yudha Marav, the first lotion, or the second lotion, like Yom HaRabeishe, or Rav Pope. So there is a machlekes v'shem. The Rambam, and the Rambam passes like the second lotion. In other words, that only if the etzem was removed or nishbar in the upper half of the leg, above the akuva yev, above the knee joint. But if the shank etzem, the shank bone, was removed or broke without posel covering it, so then it's not reifo. It's not reifo. But only the chain bone itself, lachashchite is also bachil and rabbon, because of Abraham. But Rashi passes like the first lotion, like Rabbi Marav. So even that akuvo in the Mishnah means akuvo tachteinu. So even if the shank bone was removed or it was nishma without boso covering it, so the whole behemoth is trained. But if, let's say, the heel bone was removed, then even according to the first portion, the heel was not treifa. If the heel bone was removed or broke. Nechtecho agleo treifa. V'loi b'chol mokem sheyachtecho. El b'kei mesyesh. Kei tzad gimul prokim yesh b'regel. Hatachtei v'hu ma shechitri nima parseis. Kishe mafshikin es abheimo. V'nikris akuvo. הנמכרס עם ריש ולמיילו ממנו פרק שני ויהו הניקחו שויק לשנק ויצומס הגיטין ביתחתית ביתחסיסי סומך לעקובו and the tumus convergence of tendons is at the low end of the shank right above the ankle and right above the hock הנמכרס עם ריש ולמיילו ממנו פרק שלישי that's above the knee joint. V'hu akulies, the thigh bone. U'michubel guf. B'firik atachtein, the heel bone. B'chol mokei, sheyachter b'ksheiro. So the heel bone, the pulse also, then there is no doubt that it's ksheiro. L'mayro m'menu, miyad, b'chol mokim sheyachter b'ktreiv. Treif, va'afilu b'seicha perek shebeinu l'shuk, shebeinu l'sheik, lidas Rashi, because Rashi paskins like the first lotion. Now, everybody is medayik from the lotion of the two. Now you see, you have the heel, and then you have the hock, and then you have the hock, and then you have the shank, and then you have the knee joint, and then you have the thigh bone. And then you have the goof itself. So now Rashi says there is a Rashi. artista fai un vo come dal. Di io a cum. Etzem kotnu. The sixth line from the end of the line. Da fai un vo. Di io a cum. I mean, there the Gemara discusses where the Jews are getting the area begins. So the Yiva Akume, above the heart. Akume, that's the heart. So the Yiva Akume, that's the Akuba Tachteinim. The Yiva Akume, Etzem Kotnu, that the Akume, the heart, the Akuba Tachteinim, Etzem Kotnu, Hamichabir es Aproki. So Rashi knew the Doshin and all the Rishonim mentioned Etzem Kotnu, a small bone. Hamechaber is a pokin. That means what pokin? Because one perek is the heel, the second perek, the perek of Tzoi, is the shin, the third perek is the thigh, above the knee. But now between the shin and the thigh, you have the knee joint. That is mechaber, the perek on Tzoi to the perek on Elia. And the same way, similarly, between the heel of the behemoth and the leg of and the shank of the behemoth, you have the hack, the tarsus, the ankle joint in the man, or the hack joint, that is mechaber. So Rashi says that this hack joint, the ankle joint in the behemoth, is an etzim kot. So Dr. Bolton assumed that Rashi meant that the hack joint consists only of one little bone. So he says that Rashi didn't know that actually in the hug joint there are seven different bones. But it's not that Rashi didn't know. I mean, many Rishonim mentioned that Etzem Kotnu, they mentioned Rashi's Loshon, and they do, and they themselves mentioned there are a number of bones. But they are all linked together. So all the seven bones that in the contained in the ankle joint.